Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
All right, let's say good morning to our 9 News Bronco insider, Mike Kliss, as he is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Good morning, Michael.
What's going on, guys?
Well, Michael, you know, we've been discussing the end of the game clock management and the explanation, which to, you know, to much chagrin of the listeners and us here in the studio, we don't buy it. What's your take on the explanation and the end of the game management?
Obviously, there was a period there where Derrick Henry had two runs from 1:33 left in the game to, you know, they got down to the 16-yard line, wound up at the 12. From 1:33 left in the game, it got down to 31. When Tennessee called a timeout, there has to be a timeout in there by Fangio. I think he's a defensive coach calling the plays, guys, and I think it's the old story. Men can't do two things at one time. I think he needs someone else in his ear that tells him while he's calling the defensive plays, coach, you got to call the time. You got to call time. Now, maybe at the 16-yard line, he was thinking that Gostkowski was going to miss a 34-yard kick. It wound up getting down to the 7, and it was too late. You know, a 25-yarder is makeable for everybody. Even that 25-yarder looked like it just kind of floated in there. Tennessee definitely has kicker issues, but there had to have been a timeout or two, no ifs, and buts about it, once it got to the 16-yard line.
Well, is there somebody in his ear? Is there somebody whose responsibility is that, or is this something he just takes on entirely on his own?
Well, they had Mitch Tanny last year, and they let him go after the season, and the name escapes me, but they hired his assistant. That's something that, that we're going to have to ask Vic about today at his press conference.
All right. So what did you make of Drew Lock's play? What did you think of him? And what did Drew Lock have to say about the way he played the game, and his progression in going into his second year here?
You know, I thought Drew Lock played really well. I mean, he really battled. The way he scrambles and makes plays, his touchdown pass to Noah Fant was one of those, good throw, you know, kind of like the three-point shooter where you say, don't take that shot, nice shot. He makes throws like that. I thought he played really well. Jerry Jeudy, you know, you want to you're a little upset at the rookie, especially with the two big drops, especially, you know, you're in the 4-minute drill. Pat Shurmur has a great call near midfield. Great call. Right in Judy's hands. I mean, it's going inside the 40. They might still have the ball running out the clock. And he drops it there. And that gave Tennessee a shot, 3 minutes to go at their own 10-yard line instead of, having 1 minute to go and needing more than a field goal, because the Broncos are going to come away with a field goal there. I thought that was, of all the mistakes they made, Alexander Johnson was big, took away an interception. OJ Moody, a pass interference, obviously was big on the last drive. But if Jeudy catches that ball, at the 4-minute mark, the Broncos win the game.
Yeah, can you explain the Alexander Johnson? I don't think they showed a replay on television. Can you explain what happened on that play that he Was it somebody out of the play, or what was the call?
Yeah, he just got overly aggressive hitting a player that had nothing to do. That was, you know, outside the play. It was the ball was well downfield, and he still clobbered a guy. And so, you know, you don't hear it described like that. I didn't see the play either. Alexander Johnson was playing with his hair on fire. He does, even on some of his tackles, he's vicious in the way he throws people around. You hate to control that aggression because it's what makes him a player. But he does, you can see in the way he played, and this is the way he played last year, he does get right up to that line. He's not perfect, like, but he gets in the neighborhood. So that's just something he's going to have to look at, and maybe the defensive coaches look at with him. Although, again, you hate to take away that aggression because he is a nice physical player out there at the Mike linebacker position.
All right, so criticism. You know, this looked a lot like last year Chicago, last year Jacksonville. You got the highest paid defense. You brought in a former defensive coordinator who's had a ton of success. You get the ball 3 minutes, or they get the ball 3 minutes left on the 10-yard line, and they methodically just drive themselves down the football field. This is deja vu. Isn't this what you paid Vic Fangio to come in here and stop?
You know, he goes with that shell defense. You know, I was just doing this. Tannehill on that third quarter drive that leaked into the fourth quarter, he completes passes of 8-7-4, 13-7-5-1. On that field goal drive, he completes passes of 8-9-6, 11-6. I mean, it's dink and dunk. Vic gives the dink and dunks. You know, he has Josie Jewell out there, who's, you know, for 79 to 81 snaps. Maybe Mark Barron would be out there, and that might help in that regard. But it is the same thing. He doesn't change a whole lot. At the end, he does get a little soft. They don't give up the big play. They make you beat him with the 12 to 15 yard drive. I mean, I'm telling you what, guys, the Broncos played a real good defensive game. All in all, Vic Fangio is a heck of a defensive coach. I know nobody wants to hear that right now in light of the game management and the repeated long drives to lose at the end of games. I don't know what the answer is. You know, they did a great job on Henry. He had a couple runs late. He does give up the dunks and dinks. Against a quarterback like Tannehill, he's a vet. He's calm and poised. He literally takes what the defense gives him, and it hurts. But it's a tried and true system, and all in all, the defense did its job. The biggest thing last night, I guess, if I had to blame one thing, guys, it was the 14-point swing in the first half. The Gordon fumble gives them 7. And then they don't score 7 on the first and goal at the 2 opportunity. That's 14 points. They should be up 14-0. Instead, it's 7-7. And, you know, that's what came back to haunt you a little bit. And, of course, Tennessee can say that Gostkowski cost them 10 points. It's just, you know, the Broncos are trying to win with a lot of kids out there. It looked to me like it was almost men against kids. I had that feeling all game long. And, you know, the men wound up pulling it out at the end.
Visit with Mike Kliss. Mike, real quick, what do you know about the injuries to A.J. Boye and Philip Lindsay?
Boye had a little, you know, dislocation. The cylinder popped out. They popped it back in. He'll have an MRI today to see if there's any more damage or the X-ray's negative. He either harnesses and plays against Pittsburgh or he sits out a week. Philip Lindsay has a pretty good case of turf toe, and he'll get the MRIs to determine the extent, but wouldn't be surprised if he misses a week also.
And Sutton,
you think plays or not this week?
Yeah, I think he does play. And I think Hamler plays too, so they get those two guys back.
Okay. Mike, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.